last year at this time, I went away on vacation, came back, and I had all these emails from people saying, I tried to enroll and I couldn't. But, oh, no, you know. What happened? I checked with my third-party service, and they had changed something. So to enroll, you know, you had to just some minor coding thing. But I didn't know it, and they didn't tell anyone until after it was done.
Mm-hmm.
So for about a week, you know, people were trying to enroll, and they couldn't do it. That's the type of thing where, you know, you're at their mercy. And, you know, the other thing is, too, if you don't set this up right, a membership site can be a full-time job. I mean, just trying to keep, you know, new content, keep track of the customers, assigning passwords. You know, heaven forbid I know a few people doing it where, you know, they only charge once a year. You know, there's all different, you know, pricing structures you can use from, you know, monthly, quarterly, yearly. But they're actually doing their resubscription through a manual merchant account.
Right.
You know, where they have to, you know, punch in the numbers. And instead, you know, you get the right software, it just happens for you, you know, automatically every day.
So your software pretty much solved all these problems.
Yeah.
And it's your proprietary software?
Yeah.
Did you look at other software out there, membership, and nothing comes close?
Nothing comes close, and, you know, nothing, well, I did this for two reasons. One, you know, I had some unique things, you know, I thought to make a membership site better, you know, how to, you know, sell, you know, either sell more of it or to make it easier to use. So I did find some, but, you know, again, it was very expensive.
Yeah.
To buy. Or
how much? How expensive?
Oh, at that time it was at least $7,500 to $20,000.
Wow. What did it cost you to develop yours?
I don't want to say that.
Okay.
Now, but, well, I'll just say this. I put a significant amount of money into it, and it's taken me a long time.
Right.
If you do undertake a software project, this, especially something of this size, you know, magnitude, there are so many, you know, complex issues that are part of it. It's taken me about a year. So, you know, even though I wasn't doing the actual work, having someone else do it, it's taken me about a year. I've been using it myself for about 3 months now on my site, and it's working great. You know, it's given me time to get out the bugs and things. And within another month, I am going to start to sell the software.
That's great. I know what the real time-consuming thing is, and tell me if I'm right. It's once you see the problems, it's expressing your ideas and communicating to your software developer what those problems is, and then him fixing it and you checking it, and it's not right. And you, it's that communication between the two of you.
Exactly.
It's brutal. I'm doing it right now with my hard-to-find ad site right now, and the guys across the world, and, you know, I should just pick up the phone and call them, but you do it by email, and those emails are time-consuming and a lot
exactly.
of effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
My programmers are around the world, too, and I'll have to say that knowing what I know now, I realize that the process could have been 100 times worse. Fortunately, I did get some that are... They are good. I mean, they read my mind more times than not.
Yeah.
I'm trying to express something to you again. It has never been my phone. You know, it's all through email. But yes, it's very time consuming when they do something a certain way, and I think, no, I didn't want that.
Right.
You take all the time to explain it, and
yeah.
then they get it. They you know email back. And plus, I'm kind of a perfectionist. I'm trying to get over this, but I kind of keep finding out. Little tweaks, little changes I want to make to make it better.
Seriously.
And it's just kind of an ongoing
thing. Yeah, it's always, of course, it's always going to be ongoing.
Right.
And that's great. Okay. And so what is someone going to find inside Business Fastlane?
Well, on the Business Fastlane, what I try to do is have a wide variety of things. You know, like some people on their membership sites, let me say this, you are smarter, I think, to have a membership site on a sub-niche topic. Too much free information, you know, that just go on the basic, you know, on the surface level. Yes, you're always better to find a subtopic and, you know, dig deep on that topic. That's
mm-hmm.
where you make the most money.
So what's your subtopic?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mine is, if I when I will be setting up other ones, I'm not going to do it. Mine is basically unusual ways people are making money.
Right. And what you're saying is you would niche more next
definitely,
time.
Definitely do that. So what I try to do, so in a way it's good and in a way it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
If someone comes to the site and becomes a business asset member, they learn, you can read stories on people that have, are making from, millions of dollars online to making an extra, $100 a week online. Not just online. I have businesses where people start, they don't even know what a computer is. They have a few $100 to a few $1 million per year without touching a computer. People who have invented things. Unusual marketing ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Ideas that you can use for your own project. Stories of kids that are making a lot of money.
Kid entrepreneurs.
Yeah, kid entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
People over about 80 years old that are making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I have some that are, maybe they aren't making a huge amount of money, but the story is so darn inspirational.
Right.
By the time you get to reading, you go, wow, that's great. It just, gives you the power to want to do things. So, and every time I do is I try to, add a lot of my own things to it, where you can see the actual websites of persons with other ideas, how this can be adapted, or if it's being done somewhere across the country from you, how you might be able to do it in your own area.
Okay.
I also have a lot of resources on there. Here's one if people haven't heard of it, CafePress.com.
CafePress.
You can literally set up your own online store for almost no money. It used to be free. Now it may be some little nominal amount of money.
Right.
But they will print, a T-shirt, coffee mug, bumper stickers, plus a zillion other little things with your logo, your saying, almost anything you want on it.
Uh-huh.
It takes you a few minutes to set up the site with the pictures. They'll do the ordering, absolutely everything. Now, they're going to charge you more money for each one, than if you just went to a local.
If I wanted to do T-shirts and mugs and stuff for hard-to-find seminars, they'll do everything, and I get to link a page from my site to all the products I have.
Yes,
that's a great idea.
No, it's great because let's take our topic of publicity for current events. I mean, you can literally. I mean, this is such a fantastic age. I look back 10 years that we used to do this. It was so much harder. I mean, you can find a current topic, set up a site, send out a press release in a matter of hours or days, having people come to your site, and they can have a whole product line on there.
That is exciting. That really is. You just look in the newspaper and see what hot topics, it's just like Save Martha. You could have a website, savemartha.com, and have products instantly ready to sell.
That's just what this guy did. So, that's what I try to, that's my big mantra. For the business fast lane, you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
All you need is one good idea.
Just one good idea, and the way to find that is to, either do the research yourself, or, join a site like mine where you constantly get a steady flow of, new ideas, what other people are doing. Now, I stay away from all, I know some people like multi-level marketing, but I don't.
Right.
I stay away from multi-level marketing,
mm-hmm.
And scams, change letters,
crap like that,
all that kind of stuff. I just want real stuff on there, and that's what I've got. I want to know if someone's doing it out there somewhere.
I'm at the Cafe Press site. This is wonderful. I'm going to check this out.
You should. It's great.
This is great. Okay. Tell me this. How much is access to your site?
It's $17 a month.
$17
and
a month?
You can cancel anytime you want.
How are you doing now? How many members do you have now?
Well, I don't give numbers, but I can say that I've changed over to my new site. My members it's at least doubled,
uh-huh.
if not more, just in the last month or two. It's probably been up about 3 times.
Right. What's your favorite way in promoting the site?
My favorite way is joint venture. I'll tell you, for doing almost anything, it's the quickest, fastest way that you can increase your sales to a membership site or your sales, period. All you need to do, is if you have a quality product, just find people who are already dealing with the customers, the prospects that you want to go after, offer to do a joint venture.
Can you give me an example of, say, one successful joint venture you did to help promote your site?
Yeah. I did one with a person who had a mailing. I don't even know how big his mailing list was. But he just put a little blurb in it, and I got something like 50 new subscribers overnight.
50 of them?
50, yeah.
50.
Yeah.
So what, you called them on the phone, you introduced yourself, and you said, my name's Ron Ruiz, I have a website, Business Fastlane, and you're selling something that's similar, and would you like to do a deal? Is that basically what you did?
Well, in this case, I didn't even have to, because this guy wasn't just a friend, but we had corresponded over the years. But here's another guy. I love the internet. This guy lives in Australia. So I just told him what I was doing, asked him if he wanted to offer it to his list, and he said, sure. Give him like 50% of the membership as long as they renew, and my software takes care of, you know, all the affiliates and keeps track of the numbers and everything.
That's great. Let me ask you this. Okay, there's an advantage to a membership site, and is it true that when people sign up, and because you've got their payment information, and many people are just too lazy to unsubscribe, is that one of the benefits of a membership site?
Amen. You know, when I used to do, I still have a few people like this. When I was using, you know, the old way, when I was trying to do it all myself, and I was using a third-party, you know, service, back then I was testing constantly, and that's what's nice about having your own software, you know, because I can test, you know, any price point, I can test any trial period, I can charge however much I want. I want to charge them every day or every year, you know, anything. But back then, you know, I couldn't. And so I was always trying to test. And one price point I had was $25 a month. And when I changed over to my new system, I decided to drop it down to $17. Some of these people have been paying, you know, $25 a month for a long time. So, you know, I want to be fair to them. So I sent them out two emails telling them, I appreciate them being a customer. Now you can subscribe for less money. And I still got five or six people still paying me $25 a month. It's been going on for like 2 years now. Once you get people on, that is one of the advantages of it. You know, I'm that way. I've subscribed to a bunch of them myself because I learned something from them. And many times I said, you know, that's good service, but I don't know if I want to keep doing it. And then I don't think about it again.
Well, with your own research, what's the average amount of time you can keep a subscriber? Do you come up with an average?
Boy, you know, I've heard people say 3 months. I found that I'm doing a lot better than that now. I can't say that for sure because, you know, it's just been about 3 months now.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, I'm getting a much better feedback from people now than I was before. So I'm very encouraged. For example, some of these people, a lot of times when you do joint ventures, sometimes the quality, you know, of the people coming in, they may not stay as long.
Right.
Some people have told me on their joint ventures they've done like 70% dropout after the first month, substantially lower than that, much, much, much lower.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraged by that. Now, the thing you've got to do with a membership site, you know, until I did a membership site, I was 100% sold on, you know, selling expensive products, and I'm still sold on it. But on a membership site, I decided to take a whole different tack thing. I want the stability and I want the cash flow that comes with large numbers. And that's why, in fact, for a while before, I was selling my membership for like, you know, $97 a year, you know, $197 a year, or I have like a standard and select. And I will probably do that again, but for now, I'm just trying to build up, you know, masses of numbers to get the cash flow. If you aren't used to people, you know, buying something from you and then they drop out a week later, you could say, oh no, you know, you start taking it personally. And with something like this, you just can't do it.
Let me ask you, your customers, are they receiving a monthly statement from you?
No, I don't want to do that. Remind them.
How often do they hear from you, and does that keep you from contacting them because you're afraid once they're reminded they may drop out?
I want to build a business house and on quality.
Right.
And besides quality, as you know, I mean, the $15, $17, $25 a month, or, you know, $39 a quarter, you know, or however much you're charging them, really what you're getting is a well-qualified customer. So, yes, I contact people often and, you know, offer to sell some other things. Yes, every time you send something out to your people, I do it about once a week, every 2 weeks. You know, I send them out an email.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm putting 3-4 new stories, case studies on every week on the site. And so I know every time I do it, I run the risk of some people saying, oh, yeah, that's that thing I don't ever go to. You know, I hardly ever go to the site,
mm-hmm.
so I think I'll cancel it. And that does happen. But you get, you know, people, you're just developing a better, you know, customer, and each time I try to make them some kind of an offer to
them. All right, let's say you're there, it's your site, I go online. Let's talk about how streamlined this is now when it once wasn't.
Okay.
So I go online, I fill the form out. What do you have to do once I fill that form out with my credit card and all that? There's not a thing you have to do, is there?
Nothing.
You get an email that I've joined, right?
Exactly right. And you are rebilled every month, or, you know, whatever the time period is, automatically. If something happens to your credit card, you know, where it expires or something,
uh-huh.
you get an email saying, uh-oh, you know, your membership's about to expire. And, you know, if you don't give us a new credit card, you know, then you aren't going to have access to it.
And are you doing all the credit card processing in-house?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and then the whole thing, you know, that's the other thing, again, that I learned. Don't use a third party. Do it all myself. So, you know, on my merchant service, I get two emails. One saying they signed up, and two from my merchant service saying that their credit card has. I have integrated my software with one. Now I'm going to be having another one of the two of the bigger name merchant accounts out there. And I've got at least one person who is a representative of one of the companies. And, you know, they can set you up with your own merchant account. He says it's a success about 99% of the time, where it's, you know, no money up front.
Do you offer a discount if someone signs up for a year?
I have done that in the past, and I am now... So basically what I've done for my current, you know, my subscribers who stuck with me, you know, throughout this entire time,
mm-hmm.
I offer them a discount, and I will be offering a discount for people who want to subscribe for a year. But, you know, I have not done it.
This has been a great talk. It really, yeah, I've learned a ton. But I think you've given some great information. But, yeah, this is fantastic.
Good. I enjoy it.
I want to thank you for listening to HardToFindSeminars.com. If you want to get in touch with any of the people we interview, please contact Michael at HardToFindSeminars.com by email. You can email Michael at HardToFindSeminars.com, or you can call 858-274-7851.
Here is another bonus I want you to know about, extremely valuable. If you go to another site of mine called Executive Audio Institute, that's executiveaudioinstitute.com, all together, no slashes, you will see a site with nothing but all my audio recordings, all in downloadable MP3 form. Now, these are the same recordings that I have on hardtofindseminars.com in the audio clip section, except I will offer you the reprint rights to all of these audio recordings. In other words, I'm going to hand them to you on a silver platter. If you have a website and you need something that generates traffic, I will set up a custom site for you, and you can send your visitors to my collection of audio recordings as a bonus. You have here thousands of dollars worth of audio content on some of the best interviews on the internet. You have hundreds of transcripts that you can print out and share with your customers. I'm not going to charge you a dime for it. I'll even build you a custom site. All you have to do is put a small deposit down, but it's refundable once you introduce it to your list. Go on over to executiveaudioinstitute.com and read the first part. You'll see a link. If you want the reprint rights to these audios, it'll explain everything there. I think you're going to find this extremely valuable. It has taken me years and years to build up this collection, to get them all edited, to put the transcript. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars in this collection, and I want you to have it. Go check it out, executiveaudioinstitute.com.